This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The United States is expelling 10 Russian diplomats and imposing sanctions against dozens of companies and people for Russia's interference in last year's election and the hacking of several government agencies. Speaking at the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden said that he had told Russia's President Putin that the sanctions could have been worse.
I was clear with President Putin that we could have gone further, but I chose not to do so. I chose to be proportionate. The United States is not looking to kick off a cycle of escalation and conflict with Russia. We want a stable, predictable relationship.
The sanctions are certain to exacerbate tensions with Russia, which promised a response, even as some experts said the measures appeared tailored to avoid an out-of-control escalation of retaliatory acts between the two countries. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that the death toll in the United States has increased significantly in the past year. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
New government data quantifies the increase in deaths in the U.S. over a 13-month span, ending February 27th of this year. It shows the country saw about 600,000 more deaths than usual, with COVID-19 being the major cause of the increase. While COVID-related deaths were about 75% of the total, the CDC also noted a record-high spike in overdose deaths as well. 87,000 deaths reported over a 12-month period, ending in September of last year. That's a 29% increase in overdoses compared to the prior year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is